Marsha Holtman leads South Dakota's Department of Labor. She says typically, people on unemployment are required to look for work or risk losing their unemployment payments.
That seemed counterproductive during a time when many businesses were closed and we had individual social distancing.
So Holtman suspended that requirement during the pandemic. But now the economy is reopening. Some people are going back to work. Initial unemployment claims in the state fell to about 1,400 last week. That's the lowest number since before the pandemic. Holtman says she might reimpose the work search requirement on August 1st.
But with all things COVID-related, obviously, we just are continuing to monitor and make sure that as we get closer, that's the proper decision at the time.
Unemployment benefits come from a state trust fund. Employers pay taxes into the fund. The federal government is also paying extra benefits temporarily. More than 50,000 South Dakotans have filed unemployment claims since mid-March. About 22,000 are currently receiving benefits. Before the pandemic, the balance in the state's trust fund was about $132 million. Now it's about $103 million. Holtman projects it'll be down to $37 million by the end of the year. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Seth Tupper in Rapid City.